Find other great podcasts like this one at podmoth.network.
Welcome to Haunted Tales, your weekly dose of horror. We've got everything, from ghosts, cryptids, and curses, to deals with the devil, giant insects, and more. Sit back and enjoy this week's story after a little message from our friends. Thanks for coming, Lucas said, as he opened the door fully for the first time that day, and saw the figure of his childhood friend standing there, smiling brightly. Of course I came. Hey, a promise is a promise, right? So, who else will be joining us? Lucas simply shook his head. All his other friends, acquaintances, and colleagues had bailed on him. And not just today, no. This past month, he had only had a single visitor who stayed more than an hour. His sister. And she had left in a panic as well. He hadn't seen Miranda in a few years, had reached out to everyone he knew, and she was the only one who had answered at all. Well, besides one or two old friends who had tried to turn his call for help into a sales pitch for some beauty products. He pulled her into a hug, and for the first time in a long while, he could feel a glimmer of hope. Miranda's hands found his back as well. He could feel her slender fingers grabbing hold. It had been far too long since they had seen each other last. In high school, they had been inseparable. Not romantically, but emotionally. Yet, somehow, even this deeper bond had been torn by life. Yet now, years later, he felt like they had never been apart at all. Lucas heard her hands tapping his shoulders and lessened his grip immediately. You got a lot bigger. Miranda laughed as he pulled back and looked at her again. She seemed different, more mature. Yet, at the same time, he could still see the mischievous girl he had hung around with daily, smiling up at him. Yeah. There's so much I would love to tell you. But to be completely honest, I don't know if there's enough time. Please, come in. He stepped back and guided her through the entrance of the house he had bought and finally moved in now a month ago. This had been his dream, yet now it was nothing more than a nightmare. The last owner had been one of those DIY types, yet definitely not a professional. One could see almost everything this guy had worked on by the misaligned angles, the mismatched colors, and the crap workmanship. Lucas could see Miranda's eyes widen as they fell upon one of the spots where the last guy had tried to fix a small hole in the wall and had left a jagged, discolored patch behind.
Jesus, man. How much did you pay for this?
She sounded dumbfounded. He could see her touching the patch and heard her fingernails scratching over the edges, making two distinctly different noises, depending on what part she touched.
You haven't seen anything yet, Lucas whispered and couldn't hide the painful smile.
This place had been cheap, especially for the area this house was located in. Insanely so, if he was honest. Yet he still felt tricked. After a lengthy settlement with his last employer, he had tried to find a home quickly, not wanting to spend too much money on rent. So he rushed into it. His friends had warned him,
Yet Lucas hadn't listened. This is the opportunity of a lifetime. He still remembered the words he now regretted so deeply.
Yeah, it had been.
But not for him. The woman who had shown him this property had smiled, and not even 3 weeks later, he had signed the contract and become the owner of this piece of land. Complete insanity. Back then, he had still told himself that those small repairs the last owner had undertaken would be fixed easily. But now, after he had truly looked at the state of the house, he knew it would be almost impossible to ever smooth over everything. When this place was built, it must have been a beautiful villa, yet the guy before him had put in walls at strange angles, torn down struts, rerouted pipes, and messed with the wires. There was no telling what was keeping the second floor up, where the load-bearing struts were now hidden, or how to even fix the smaller plumbing issues without tearing the whole place down. But that wasn't the reason why I had called Miranda here. She had never shown much interest in handiwork, and he would never let another amateur touch any part of this place. But her arrival had still soothed his nerves. There was something else. Noises coming from the walls and ceilings. Not the normal gurgling or humming one might expect, no. But the sound of someone moving in there, crawling around. His sister had heard it once and had left the house as quickly as possible afterward. So, what exactly do you want from me? The woman walking behind him asked, and Lucas stopped suddenly. What did he want? Well, he couldn't exactly tell her that he was scared, had called the police a few times already, but they had left again and again without doing much. Could he? He wanted someone by his side, another person who could tell him that it wasn't just his mind overreacting. Maybe someone who would support him the next time he called the cops. But more than anything, he didn't want to be alone in here right now. I just need you to stay a bit, if that's not too much to ask. Lucas whispered and felt his chest tightening. A hand touched his shoulder and softly patted it, just like she had done back then in high school. I can stay the whole weekend if you like, he heard her say, and felt his throat closing up. He couldn't even tell her how much that meant to him, so he simply nodded and started walking again. They reached the living room. Well, something that once was a big room and had been turned into a slightly bigger one, a middle one, and a small broom closet at the side. The last owner had really done a number on this place. Lucas could even hear Miranda behind him, stopping and turning around, looking at the walls and doors.
For fuck's sake,
she hissed, and this time Lucas couldn't help but smile.
I don't think there's a single right angle in this room.
Yeah, there wasn't. He had checked again and again.
Can't you just tear down those ugly walls? They look like papier-mâché.
They are made of plaster, he corrected her, tapped his knuckles against the wall in two different spots, and heard two distinctly different sounds. At least, most of them are. There are struts here and there. Some of them might pull down the upper floor.
He could feel a sad chuckle starting in his throat, but kept his mouth shut now. It wouldn't do him any good if he let out this laugh. Gallows humor, people used to call it, and he knew damned well how most people reacted to him making fun of his misery.
Why did you buy something like that?
Are you on drugs, Lucas? There was an honest concern in her voice as she spoke, and he could feel himself shaking his head again. How could he explain it without sounding even worse?
I didn't realize how bad it was. I was in a rush, you know. Wanted something of my own in this world. If I had known...
Again, he could feel her hand on his shoulder, stopping his spiraling as he looked around the room with its four slightly crooked corners. Just show me the rest. It's okay, I'm sure it's not all bad. Lucas chuckled again, shook his head, and looked around the room once more. The floor here seemed a bit darker than in the rest of the house. The carpets were mismatched, and the big leather couch would probably not fit through any of the doorways. Not that he had measured it. He didn't want to, if he was honest. But it was the perfect room to show to people who didn't know. A place that somehow captured the spirit of this whole mess.
Okay. If you want.
He answered after a few seconds, looking back at his friend.
You can leave your handbag here.
She did as he told, and Lucas started the real tour with her. The next room, once part of the big one before it got split up, held a dining table that was definitely too big to fit through the door. Whoever was responsible had put in the furniture before putting up the walls. A complete and utter psychopath. Lucas groaned in his mind again, and could see on his friend's face that he wasn't the only one thinking along those lines. Miranda was shaking her head as she saw the dark wooden table on the light wooden floor with three differently styled chairs standing around it. That has to be deliberate, right? He heard her ask, but could only shrug.
There are three sets of light switches. You need to flick the one in the middle of the room, he explained,
feeling the strange, desperate laugh slowly building in his throat. A cheap knockoff chandelier was hanging above, giving off weak light while he tried to think of anything to say. There wasn't even a window in here. He left his room behind, he pushed open another door, and finally showed her one of the few places the old owner almost hadn't touched. The kitchen. If one ignored the gaudy 70s-style fridge, the rest of the interior looked consistent, almost classy. Dark finishes, windows without mismatched curtains, marble floors in a distinct pattern. He had wondered if that was what this place had looked like all over before the old owner had torn it up from the inside. Probably. This looks nice, he heard Miranda saying behind him, and as he turned around, he could see her touching the cupboards, opening them a bit.
Don't grow too attached to it. Outside this room, hardly any drawer opens without a problem, or without blocking another one. I think the old owner disappeared before he could mess with the kitchen.
Thank God, huh?
We could see his old friend smirking, shaking her head and stopping in front of the fridge. That one's not been here too long, he heard her say, and suddenly froze. She touched the fridge's front, and he could see it shifting backward while the sound of moving rubble seemed to emanate from its base.
Better not touch it too hard. You never know if the last owner hasn't tunneled beneath those appliances.
Lucas warned with a wink. Now she froze at Well and shot him a disturbed glance.
I'm just joking. There's no basement, at least as far as I can tell. We shouldn't suddenly break through the floor.
You could see her shooting him a dirty look, then shaking her head slightly before changing the topic.
So, if you want me to spend the weekend, I'll need a place to sleep, right?
This time, Lucas was caught on the wrong foot. He had tried to get people to stay over, to help him, but until now he had never had anyone still offer to do so, especially after seeing the state of the living room. Well, she hadn't heard the noise yet, his mind warned him. So he shot back and upstairs. Quickly, before heading for the second door in the kitchen, which led through the small broom closet and into the living room. Lucas watched Miranda's brow furrow as she followed him. To reach the floor above, they had to track back toward the entrance, take a door in another hastily put in wall, this one made of wooden planks, and ascend a set of dark, polished stairs. This place was a maze, he knew, but he had spent weeks here already and had grown accustomed to the madness.
Be honest. How could you have seen that and not immediately be turned off from buying this place?
He heard her ask as they were walking up the steps beneath a naked light bulb hanging from its wire.
I told myself it was quirky. Maybe even a bit charming.
Lucas answered honestly and didn't need to turn around to see her shaking her head. He knew exactly what she wanted to say, had told himself those words over and over since the reality of his situation had set in. They reached the top floor, and now he could feel himself starting to sweat. While the ground floor had been strange, this up here was madness in its purest form. The stairs ended in a completely blank room with a light bulb hanging from a wire and four more doors. Three of them led to bedrooms, one to another empty space with two more doors. Again, there were no right angles, but at least he had given each entrance a number, so Miranda should be able to get accustomed a bit quicker.
I sleep in door number one. You can take the third or fourth. Door number two leads to an empty room, and from there you can reach the bathroom. It's the door with the letter B on it.
What the actual fuck, Lucas?
He heard her groan, but couldn't reply as a new sound suddenly hit her ears, and cold chills ran down his spine. There it was again. The noise that had freaked out his sister so much. He shot Miranda a look and could see her, completely frozen, staring at the floor. It sounded like scraping. Something moving down there. Something big.
Let's go look!
Was the only thing his friend hissed before turning on her heel and running back to the stairs. Lucas had trouble keeping up. Normally, people didn't tend to run toward a strange noise. The opposite, actually. But Miranda had always been different. Always this brave or foolish, depending on whom you ask. He had a hard time keeping up with her as she jumped down the stairs and the noises seemed to shift and wander.
There's someone in here with us.
He heard her hiss, as her feet already touched the floor below, and he was still halfway up the stairs. Miranda was pushing open the door without looking back. He needed to speed up, Lucas told himself. But somehow, his feet, his whole body,
wouldn't move faster. It was like there was some kind of molasses below his soles. Some part of him didn't want to keep up. He could hear his old high school friend running through the house up ahead while his hand rested on a doorknob and a part of his mind still called him a coward. Yeah, his body didn't want to move. Even back then, in high school, he had never taken the lead. That was just the way he was, he had used to tell himself, and the one time he had tried to really go out of his comfort zone, he had ended up with this house. The sound of someone pushing open another door rang in his ears, and Lucas snapped out of his thoughts. This wasn't a game. Something was happening in this house, a tiny part of himself warned. He couldn't stay back and let Miranda do all the work. The scraping noise suddenly got louder, sounded like thunder rumbling through the walls, and Lucas felt a pain in his chest as he heard his school friend calling out to him. "This is it," he mumbled, feeling the resistance in his body still trying to keep him in place. He had forced himself to finally start moving. Miranda needed something, found something. He couldn't stay back here like the scared little child he still saw himself as. Lucas ripped open the door and started to run. The low, scraping noise was still emanating from the walls, floors, and ceiling surrounding him. This place was cursed, his mind warned him again, yet this time he didn't stop. Running along the corridor, he could hear the sounds shifting once more, their tone changing, their direction distorting. "Lucas, where are you?" He heard his friend shouting from one of the rooms, but her voice now seemed to change and move as well. It sounded like the walls were playing tricks on his ears, muffling parts of the noise, exasperating others, twisting, stretching, and shortening any sound that traveled through them. He pushed open the door to the living room with his shoulder, stumbled along, and almost came to a fall as he saw his friend standing on the old gaudy couch, pointing at the wall opposite her. "It's coming from there," she hissed, her finger wandering around as the scraping noise shifted once more, then suddenly died and disappeared. Lucas tried following where she was pointing, but he wasn't sure if it was truly emanating from that wall. To him, it sounded more like its source might be below them. "Behind that wall is just the kitchen, Miranda," he explained, and could see her finger still pointing at one specific spot, now unmoving. "But I heard it. I'm completely sure." They waited for the noise to start up again, to begin once more, yet seconds passed, then a minute, and all they could hear was their own shallow breathing. Her hands started sinking down slowly, yet her eyes never left the spot. "Let's stay here. Wait for it," she whispered, and Lucas simply nodded his head. He could feel his hands shaking softly and shot Miranda another glance. His friend was slowly sinking down from her standing position until she sat on the couch, still staring at the spot on the wall she claimed to have heard the noise coming from. Again, minutes passed. Nothing happened.
"You want me to turn on the TV?"
Lucas asked, unsure why exactly he was even trying to speak again, and got a dirty look from Miranda in response. "No. I do not want you to make any more noise. But do you have some kind of weapon lying around?" Lucas shook his head softly.
"Nothing more than maybe a meat tenderizer or some kitchen knives."
He could hear her snorting derisively and saw her shaking her head slightly out of the corner of his eye.
You are completely unprepared, you know that?
Lucas felt her gaze resting on him for a moment, then blood rushing up into his ears.
Just like in high school, his mind criticized him.
And I'm gonna get us a bottle of wine, at least. It won't make any noise, I promise.
This time, she didn't shake her head, only whispered.
It's probably a better weapon than the meat tenderizer.
Without even looking at him.
His ears were still burning, yet he didn't dare to say anything in response. She'd come here to help him, he knew. Feeling frustrated wasn't something he could fault her on.
Lucas slipped through the tiny room between here and the kitchen, collected a bottle and two glasses before turning around once more and sticking the meat tenderizer behind his belt.
Better safe than sorry,
he whispered, but made sure to keep out of Miranda's earshot. As he returned, he could see his friend still sitting on the sofa in the exact same position he had left her in. Deep lines had formed in her forehead as she continued staring at the spot on the wall. Lucas was careful not to step in front of her as he walked around and sat down next to her on the couch, the bottle and glasses in his hand.
I'm sure it will start up again soon.
He promised, opened the wine with a small corkscrew on his keychain, then filled the glasses and handed her one.
It always does.
All he got in response was a nod. Silence settled in again, yet now it felt far more tense, far more dangerous than before. He was waiting, hoping for the noise to return, while the glass in his hand slowly started to shake. This absence of any kind of noise grated his nerves.
Do you have any idea what we're dealing with?
Lucas asked after another minute had passed, and he could feel his foot starting to tap the floor softly. She didn't look at him, yet still answered,
No idea. But it's definitely not termites, and if it turns out to be rats, we'll have the biggest rodent on this planet living in your walls.
Lucas felt a chill again at those words.
Should I call the police?
And tell them what? Let's wait for the sound to return first. There's mace in my handbag. Mind handing it to me?
He was happy to finally do something besides staring at the wall, put down his glass by his feet, and turned to the side of the couch where he had seen her drop her bag. The spot was empty.
Did you move your handbag?
He asked, while bending over the armrest at the side and looking around the floor.
Nothing. No, I didn't. I put it down next to the couch.
Lucas stood up and walked over to the spot. There was no handbag. He knelt down and put his head on the floor to look beneath the sofa. It was dark under there, but still, no sign of the handbag.
Are you sure?
He asked, then suddenly stopped and held his breath as a scraping sound reached him and made him freeze. It was quiet, almost inaudible, but definitely there, coming from right beneath his head.
I didn't touch it again,
he heard Miranda, now annoyed, yet couldn't concentrate on her voice. There was another facet to the scraping sound, something different. Someone was breathing so close to his ear. Lucas jumped up screaming as he heard the noise below intensifying, moving beneath the floor toward the wall.
It's here,
he shouted, stumbling back while pointing at a spot he had just pressed his head against. Something was crawling around in there. Miranda was up on the couch with the wine bottle in her hand before Lucas could finish screaming. The thing was moving still, scratching the other side of the floorboards as it pushed itself along. He could see his friend taking aim, the bottle raised above her head. Lucas wanted to shout a warning, but his throat felt completely closed up as he watched Miranda launching the bottle at the wall in horror. It would shatter, break, make a mess. The strange part of his mind warned him, but the dark glass container already whizzed through the air, then hit the plaster and ripped through it as if it was made of paper. A black hole in the white wall. He could hear the bottle clinking against a wooden beam, breaking down there, and then suddenly heard an inhuman scream coming out through the hole. It was moving even faster, hissing, growling, as he could see the part of the wall shaking. Something appeared in the darkness. White, dirty skin shot past. "Get it!" Miranda screamed suddenly, and Lucas moved without thinking. He jumped forward, pushed his hand into the hole, and immediately felt something beneath his fingertips. It was cold, oily, and slick. Lucas pulled at it with all his might, felt it tossing and turning in his grasp while he braced his legs against the wall. His hand came back into view, and between his fingers he could see the white, dirty skin of whatever he had caught. It was howling in pain and fright. The sound traveled all around him until it got an answer. A scream, loud and roaring, filled the room. Only this one was coming from the spot Miranda had stared at before. Lucas managed to turn his head just in time to see the wall shake, pain flaking off as the cheap plaster vibrated, then tore. A dirty white hand came through, and the one he had caught howled again in agony. Miranda now screamed as well, jumped off the couch as the thing on the other side of the room started to rip pieces of plaster out, clawing its way through. Lucas looked down. His hand was outside the hole, and between his fingers, he could see the form of a naked human foot. Dirty and grimy, still trying to wriggle out of his grasp, while the one it was connected to screamed behind the wall. Miranda's hand grabbed him and pulled him with her as she ran toward the door. He let go, could see the foot disappearing into the hole again, and looked over his shoulder one last time. Two arms were already coming through the wall, ripping and tearing at the material. He could see something slowly pushing itself into the living room. A head. Dirty grey hair, long and unkempt. A mouth. Spittle dripping from dried-out lips. This face. Wrinkled, old, with eyes that seemed to almost glow in the darkness. Miranda howled at him to get up, pulled him further, and suddenly his feet started to remember what they should be doing. He cried out along with his friend and followed her through the door of the living room, as behind him, the roaring old man broke through the plaster completely. In his mind, the whole house seemed to reverberate with the screams of the one breaking through the wall. He must have stood there, waited, listened to them. Once the one Lucas had caught screamed, the old one had started to move. Feral people were living in his walls. This was complete insanity. Miranda pushed open the front door and sprinted into the night as he followed. The The sirens had stopped, yet the blue and red flashes of light still bathed the strange-looking house in disturbing colors. This time, he had let Miranda do the talking. This time, the officers had suddenly changed their behavior. Annoyed at first, they had followed her into the house while he had sat out on the lawn close to the cars. He had heard them, shouting, screaming, then gunshots. It must have been the old owner, right? Lucas didn't want to know, yet couldn't stop himself from wondering. There were more of them. A few, at least. A whole family living between the walls the old owner had built. He had no idea how far their tunnels and caves went or what else would be found if someone tore down the house. The only thing he was sure of now was that he would never again step foot into this godforsaken place. Thank you for listening, and we hope you enjoyed this week's story. If you did, please consider supporting us on buymeacoffee.com/hauntedtalespod. If you have anything to share with us, be it comments, story ideas you would like to hear, or just cute pictures of your pet, you can find all of our social media links in the episode descriptions. Until next time.